This is Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Virginia Prescott. The funeral industry is embracing the digital age with beefed up websites to include social media, tributes, and photographs of the departed. One New Hampshire mortuary is picking up on a national trend, providing live webcasting of memorial services. That got our attention. Word of Mouth intern Ali Kuzmukas went to find out more.
Stephen Purdy isn't your typical funeral director. When a family asked him to create a live webcast of a memorial service, it was the first in New Hampshire. And even though Purdy had no web streaming experience, he didn't say no.
I was like, sure, we can put that together for you. Never done it before, but we'll get through the kinks and we'll get it done. And sure enough, it just went off without a hitch. It was really easy to do.
With a video camera, laptop, and online support, Purdy made a web page where anyone with the link could watch the service in real time. The technology may come across as impersonal, but Randy McCullough, deputy director of the New York State Funeral Directors Association, says it's really just another tool to help grieving families.
There's probably, I would argue, no better way than this way to enable someone to remember a decedent, someone that they really cared about, remembered, affiliated with, whatever that relationship was. I think there needs to be a process for closure, and I think this type of technology enables it without question.
John Erickson, who's executive director of the Pennsylvania Funeral Directors Association, says it's a positive thing that it connects people at a distance, but it can never replace actually being there.
If you're a relative and you love the person who died, more than likely you're going to come home or attend the funeral in person. The whole purpose of attending a funeral is to help the grieving, and more than likely they're going to be there and you're going to want to talk to them and be with them.
After the funeral is over, the webpage stays live for 2 weeks. Online donations keep the page going longer, and $300 makes it permanent. The recording could be hosted on the page and would probably sound a lot like this webcast service from Conley Funeral Home in Illinois.
Jesus said, "I am the resurrection and I am the life. Those who believe in me, even though they die, yet shall they live. And whoever lives and believes."
Purdy says that most people won't plan to have an online funeral, but he'll continue to offer the service.
For them to have that option on a moment's notice to have the live webcasting done, I think will be of great help to families in the future.
A month after his first live funeral webcast, Purdy spoke with the woman whose husband had died. She had just watched the recording of the funeral.
She was like, "I got so much more out of the service because, you know, I wasn't so emotional, you know, at that point with everything going on and all my guests there. I was really able to sit down and listen to what the clergy said and really take everything in."
It was a benefit Purdy didn't expect. But does it mean that online funerals will change the way people mourn? John Erickson doesn't think so.
You know, all these forms of communication, whether it be phone or Skype or web streaming or whatever it might be, all have benefit, but it's never going to replace, in my view, I may be an old curmudgeon about this stuff, never going to replace being physically there.
As for Purdy, he's already onto his next innovation. In January, he's launching a new division of pet services that offers same-day memorial service and cremation, the first of its kind in New Hampshire. For Word of Mouth, I'm Ali Kuzmikas.
For more on web-streamed funerals and to see a video of that webcast memorial Ali mentioned, go to our Facebook page, Word of Mouth Radio.
I saw her today at the reception.